Myself to be around such a great pro as Eli Manning, a guy that has been successful, a guy that knows how to prepare, has won Super Bowls. Very excited about the opportunity.
Is it a specific challenge also? I mean, this is not a 24-year-old you're trying to mold. It's a guy who's maybe set in his ways. Maybe he has had, you know what I mean?
I don't look at it as a challenge. I look at it as a great opportunity once again, a great opportunity to go in there in the great quarterback room, build relationships, coach the fundamentals, and can't wait to get started.
I mean, it's the kind of thing where he's been around long that there has to build that trust factor, right? That he has to be able to tell, okay, this guy can help me with this, this, and this, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's where it all starts, with building trusting relationships.
And you have to do that over time, right?
Absolutely.
You can't walk in and say, okay, we trust each other now, right?
Absolutely.
And how much, I didn't hear, how much did you, have you met Eli? How much have you had any?
Yes, I have met Eli.
Yeah. And how much contact have you had? A little bit or a lot?
Just introducing ourselves.
Right. What were your impressions of him from afar as you watched him at your other stops?
Well, so impressed, you know, and it really goes back to the whole family. When I was the quarterback coach in New Orleans, I got to know his father, Archie, very well. Mm-hmm. And you can just see what a tremendous family. Watching Eli from afar, you just see a tremendous quarterback, a winner, a professional, a guy that knows how to prepare to win football games.
And your relationship with Ben goes how far back?
Well, Ben and myself are from the same area,
right,
in Western PA.
Right.
We're both from Indiana. We both went to Indiana, Pennsylvania. He's from Homer City. I'm from Indiana. Our relationship goes back probably about 20 years.
And who was the coach at Indiana, right?
My father was the head football coach.
And Ben worked?
Ben, when I coached at IUP, Ben was an undergrad.
Okay.
And then when I coached in New Orleans and I left, Ben came on the New Orleans staff. We both have the Mike McCarthy tie.
So a lot of Western Pennsylvania talk between you two, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
Rival high schools or anything? Or?
No, not rivals.
No. I'm sure you're from a bigger area than Homer City, right?
Indiana's a little bigger, but I tell you, they're two great communities.
And how much do you know about Ryan Nassib?
Well, I know a lot about Ryan because I did him going through the process, mm-hmm. you know, for the draft when I was in St. Louis. Tremendous player, tremendous person. Once again, a guy that knows how to prepare. They've done a tremendous job with Ryan here the last couple years. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to working with Ryan.
When you were at Rutgers, was it Mike Teal or was it Gary Nova?
Gary Nova.
His first year?
Yes, Gary was a freshman.
So you're familiar with Jersey then?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as a young kid, my father, 1969, coached at Princeton. Some of my earliest memories are being a little kid running around the Princeton campus. And then 2011, I got a chance to coach at Rutgers with Coach Schiano.
Yeah.
I said it the other day in an interview, my wife's from Philadelphia. We've always vacationed the Jersey Shore. New Jersey's like our second home. Yeah, we're excited to be back.
Giant fan?
You better believe it.
You could. A lot of those people root for the Eagles.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Coach.
Ben has always worked with Eli on footwork. Is that something you still have to continue?
Absolutely. You know, the fundamentals, you know, the quarterback training, quarterback school is the foundation, no question.
And even at his age or in his experience, it's reestablishing.
You never get away from it, you know. It's the starting point. It's your foundation for success.
Maybe you were asked this, but just along the same line, sort of the challenges of having to coach a guy that's sort of already molded. You know, he's already a two-time Super Bowl MVP. How do you deal with, you know, you're not being brought in to sort of shape a younger quarterback?
Yeah. Here's how I look at it. I look at it as a great opportunity for myself. You know, it's a great opportunity to, one, be part of this organization, be part of Coach McAdoo's staff, be with Coach Sullivan. We have a tremendous quarterback meeting room. A great opportunity to be around quarterbacks. They've, one, been well-prepared, well-trained. You know, it's just a great opportunity to go in there and add to it.